The U.S. government is contributing an initial $20 million to the worldwide relief effort. That number will grow. This initial money will provide emergency shelter and food and water and sanitation. Tonight, preparations are underway for starters to send the USS George Washington aircraft carrier battle group from Hong Kong to the Philippines to help with relief efforts as well. Meanwhile, a lot of Americans are waiting to hear about loved ones, and they're stepping up to help. We get more on that from NBC's Mike Taibbi in Southern California.
Laura Henderson of Pasadena has been glued to the TV and the Internet since last Thursday.
Just saying that all of my families are gone.
She finally heard from her own father that he and her brother and mom had made it, but hasn't heard directly from an aunt who suffers from diabetes.
You don't know that she can survive it with a medical condition.
No, we don't.
Medications and food and water and more are on the way. Big nonprofits like Direct Relief in Santa Barbara with warehouses filled with donations to be shipped out ASAP.
It won't do anyone any good unless it gets into the proper hands, to the proper place, with the proper controls.
Elsewhere, the Team Rubicon squad has deployed, veterans specializing in relief work.
Going to try and help at least rebuild the community, and hopefully we leave it a little bit stronger.
And of course, relief efforts are ramping up within the huge Filipino-American population. Check out donation drives at popular supermarkets.
It's so in use, and it's very horrible.
And in the digital age, Filipino-Americans like Rachel Estuar are using social media to spread the word about relief efforts.
Facebook has been my source of getting that information so that I can ask my network of friends to help.
There are still many vigils like this one. Filipino emigres wondering, did my loved one survive? And if they did survive but are injured or are ill, are they getting the help they need? 4 days after the typhoon's maximum impact, the relief effort is straining to match historic needs. Hour by hour, even minute by minute, more help on the way. Mike Taibbi, NBC News, Pasadena.
And for our viewers who wish to know how to help, we have put that information, all kinds of it, on our website tonight, NBCNightlyNews.com.